And with me is Grand Marais Recreation Area Manager, Mr. David Terstig.
Good morning.
How are you, Dave?
I'm very well.
How's the park?
Very well. Very well indeed.
You indicated you were busy.
I just jumped off the fuel dock where we just service three major cruising sailboats. Mm. So, yeah, the sailors like to leave at dawn, and we had them stacked up down there. So, excuse the smell of diesel.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was following a gravel truck. No, I didn't.
Summer, in the park. We're busy.
And you survived Fisherman's Picnic?
We did. It was a very smooth picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're staffed up, and the folks, for the most part, behaved. Had a couple of noisy neighbors, but that's the picnic. No vacancy sign. Went up on Friday.
Really? You're going to change the pool hours, or at least to make them a more early morning friendly.
Yeah, well, we're going to keep them what they've been for summer. We've got a summer morning swim. Yeah,
back after.
Yeah, we've got fall hours and summer hours, or on season and off season. And the off season generally sees the pool open at 8 a.m. for adult swim, 8 to 11. It's a very popular time for lap swimmers and folks that like to exercise. And in the summer, we open an hour earlier at 7 a.m. And guess what? People are coming down and getting their fitness in before work. Mm-hmm. And there was a request to continue that 7 a.m. opening after Labor Day, which was approved. And we'll hope to keep the pool open. Look for the 7 a.m. opening throughout September.
Good. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, we have been following the golf course, and golf's not been good this year. It was really good last year, but the weather really wrecked it.
Yeah, it's one of those sports that's very weather dependent. The spring was very wet, very foggy, very cold. So we're no surprise there. We got some news from Mike Kunshier that the revenue, of course, is way behind last year, which, of course, last year was the exceptional warm and early year. So on a five-year average, we're hanging in there. The greens are back, though. That's the good news. We had some winter kill that we repaired this spring, and with the sun and the rain, we've got green greens again. So
yeah, speaking of rain, that might have been good for the greens, but how was it for the runoff for the park?
Yes, we had a little flash flood mid-July, of course. Yeah. That 4 or 5 inches overnight filled us up. We'd already had plenty of rain before that, so the water table's up, the sites that were low were wet, and a couple people had to be relocated as there was some standing water and some of the low spots. But the really exciting news was the new stormwater treatment train over at the Community Connection Corner really performed and did its job and captured loads of silt and sediment. And, you know, it's a series of collecting ponds. Mm-hmm. And you sort of saw the stratified fines and then the sand and then the gravel. And I bet there was 50 yards of stuff in those ponds that we can now clean out and recycle and reuse and fill in some of those ruts and low spots with. And we kept it out of the harbor, out of the marina.
Now, really how good. do you clean those pools out?
Excavator, backhoe, mechanically, scoop it out, put it in a dump truck, haul it away. Yep, it was designed for that. It's got access points, and it's a real success. The bridge was still straight, and you know where it was supposed to be.
Otherwise, that would have all ended up in the harbor.
Yeah. There's been sort of an alluvial fan that had been accumulating out of the mouth.
That.
And what was exciting to see that fan sort of disperse, like all the water, all the cleaner water that, you know, did end up going out the overflow, pushed all that silt and sediment that was already there further out, and it's sort of a little deeper there now instead of shallower. So nice work on the Community Connection.
It's nice when things like that work the way they're projected.
Yeah, it was one of those first things I checked that morning to make sure it was still there. So it was a rough night for a few campers.
Get Your Gummy Bike Trail. Some folks want what we have listed here as pedestrian enhancements. Exactly what is that?
In a nutshell, benches and trash receptacles. Just some user-friendly features on the bike trail that, particularly on the west side of town here, out by you guys, a lot of folks are using the trail for walking and biking, and there's a noticeable lack of benches, trash receptacles, mutt mitt collection stations, you know, just that sort of, I guess, amenities you'd call them that really keep the trail nice and keep the people using it.
And that's your responsibility?
Not so much. This is where we need to start that discussion with MnDOT, the Gitche-Gami Trail Association. You know, there's several partners in this, that it's a state trail, it's a state bike trail, it's in the MnDOT right away. So it's going to take a little process and a little approval and a little budget financing. You know, if we're going to put benches out, we'd need to buy them. And same with trash receptacles. So we just started the discussion last night at the park board. And of course, everybody thinks it's a good idea. And so we're just going to flush that out a little further with the groups, with the MnDOT in particular.
Find out who's going to pay for what and where.
Yeah, and if it's allowed. If it's allowed. I know they have got pretty strict restrictions on their right-of-way.
Finally, a request for a little music in the park.
Hey, yeah, this seems to come back every year. Harbor Park's beautiful venue. Bands play in it often, usually under the sponsor or like the event category of
like
Fisherman's Picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of bands in the park. The Lions sponsor all that. They fill out the special event permit. And, you know, it's all a fun party atmosphere down there. And so when we've had a few private musicians apply for this, they've always run into a process, and a peddler's permit is required if you're going to busk or sell your CDs. And so it's a kind of a two-part process. The special event permit gives them permission to use the space, and then the peddler's permit allows them to make money in the space. And the Joe Pollock Band submitted an application to play on Sunday night of Labor Day weekend, and that was preliminarily approved by the board. The special event permit was approved, and now City Hall will have to work out the details of the peddler's permit and possible insurance. So there's a little more paperwork involved for that group, but we hope to feature them in the park on Labor Day weekend.
That'd be good. And we're moving steadily closer to radio waves.
Indeed, a month away. Very, very popular. Really caught on. You've added Friday night. We've got like a pretty full house now. Several groups have been coming back over the years for this, and they're bringing friends, and now we're up to like almost a full park on a really off weekend. You know, it had been the weekend after Labor Day and the weekend before Unplugged.
Yeah.
And so we really thank the radio and the community for putting this together.
We try to do our part.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave Terstig. He is the manager of the Grand Marais Recreation Park. Thanks. Talk to you again soon.
Take care.